episode 301.
Oh, yeah, I was young. I wasn't very smart yet. I didn't know what I didn't know. I was 24 years old when I bought this business. A very good technician. I don't think I did a bad job in the business end and the money side, but I was definitely not prepared to be a leader, and the coaching that I have gotten has definitely helped with that.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hello, aftermarketers throughout North America and around the world. Carm Capriato here, and thanks for listening to the premier aftermarket podcast, Remarkable Results Radio. And welcome to episode 301 with Matt Purcell from Revolution, a Mercedes-Benz and Smart specialist. Yes, Matt's episode starts out another century of episodes, number 301, the 300s. And what a better start than with a shop owner with a Mercedes specialty shop in Decatur, Georgia. This episode is brought to you by Federal Mogul Motor Parts and Garage Gurus. For serious technical training and support, online, on-site, and on-demand, Garage Gurus is everything you need to know. Find out more at fmgarageGurus.com. And I want to thank you for the honor of providing this powerful medium of aftermarket content as we blaze into the 300s. The RemarkableResults.biz website is feature full. You can find links to industry events, all my social links, the download for the podcast listening app, every Academy episode, and every episode archived by series, and so much more. Don't hesitate to take a surf. Hey, thanking my newest Facebook friends, Matt Bernstein, Trent Cole, Don Muscarella, Kenneth Collins, and Anthony Salito. And to my new LinkedIn connections, Dan Reichow, Patrick Howard, and Daniel Wilson. Don't hesitate to get on board to my LinkedIn or Facebook pages. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram. And one more thing, we are releasing every Academy episode as a podcast, so you'll be able to enjoy the great lessons from your industry colleagues while you're on the go. Find every Academy video and audio at remarkableresults.biz/academy. Now, listen to Matt Purcell, the guy with the bow tie. Yep, Matt wears a bow tie to work every day. He tells you the story and the reason. As a Mercedes-Benz and Smart specialty shop, his customers expect a level of service indicative of the brand of car they drive. And Matt knows how to deliver. Find the episode's talking points, additional bio information on that, and the shop profile at remarkableresults.biz/E301. Matt also stands out as a differentiator in other ways. Imagine, if you will, it's July and you're a customer. You may just go home with a vegetable right from the Revolution garden. Yes, how cool is that? Matt says they grow their customers like they grow their vegetables. Matt shares that his business culture and his customer service in the company is built upon this premise. You treat every customer like you would your mother. Referrals has driven his success. Growth rate in the business is 10% with no advertising budgets for new customers. He talks about that. He speaks about his new building in 2018. He's going to build his dream shop. I guarantee lots to learn from Matt Purcell from Revolution. Hey, a warm welcome to Matt Purcell from Revolution Benz in Decatur, Georgia. Hey, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
In Santa Barbara at the Auto Vitals Digital Conference here.
I am. The weather here is much nicer than it was at home in Atlanta.
Well, you know what? I live in Buffalo, New York, and we were in sub-zero for like two weeks. And then when I left home, it was 52. When I land, it's going to be 20 again. So you talk about a roller coaster. Here I am in this beautiful, right on the side of the beach. Oh, it's just beautiful here. And well, we thank Auto Vitals for getting us together. So, I have to say, right out of the chute, as I researched your company and I looked at your website and I saw this guy in a bow tie and I found out that that was you on your site. How innovative and clever. Is it just your personality?
It is a little bit of my personality. You know, I like to keep myself in the shop neat and orderly and clean, kind of keep a professional look. And I think that's kind of part of it. Everybody's expected to keep everything about the shop looking professional.
It's got to be an icebreaker for customers that says, I mean, do you wear the bow tie every day?
Yes, I wear a bow tie every day.
Okay, great. So it's got to be an icebreaker. Customers come up and says, Damn, I love your bow tie. You probably get that a lot.
I do get that a lot. Yeah, we have a lot of customers say that, and we have people that are sent to us, you know, and the thing that they're told to look for is the guy in the bow tie.
Okay, and that was your differentiation when it came to a marketing ploy?
That's one of them, yeah. We have a couple of different things we use for that, but the bow tie is definitely one of them. It's the thing that gets people to remember me, but I'm not the whole shop. We also want them to remember the way they're treated and their experience at the shop.
Let's talk about that. Mercedes-Benz. I guess if I owned a Mercedes and I came there, I would be a discerning customer, and I would expect a certain level of high-end service.
Yes.
And you and your team got this thing knocked, right?
We do what we can, yeah. Yeah. You know, I preach to especially the employees up front, but even the technicians, you know, treat every car and every customer like it's your mother coming in the door. If you're not going to ask your mother to fix that, don't ask the customer to do it. And if you would tell your mother that that's something that she needs to do, that's the way you should treat your customer.
You are so right when it comes to that. You know, what would mom want? What would mom say? What would mom do?
Yeah. And what do you want mom driving?
Yeah.
In the mountains 3 hours away in the middle of the night?
And when mom picked up her car, does she want to smudge? Does she want to, you know?
No. That's why we wash and vacuum every car that goes through the shop.
Is that because the dealerships were doing it, or is it just your differentiation?
I think it's because that's what I would want.
Okay. Perfect.
You know, I want my cars to be clean and neat, and it's just kind of, it's one more thing we can do to make the customers remember us as being a little different from the other shops.
Tell me about your waiting room.
Waiting room is small and comfortable. We have a lot of plants in the waiting room that match the plants outside. There's not a whole lot to say about our waiting room.
Amenities, coffee, water, or something like that?
Coffee, drinks, chocolates. Ghirardelli chocolates.
Chocolates.
At the counter, actually. Whoa. People will come in. You'd be amazed how many chocolates somebody can eat in 3 minutes.
Well, so how many?
Half dozen. And if their kids are with them, you know, they can...
clean out, huh?
Yeah, they can empty the bowl. And we also keep a vegetable garden in the front of the shop.
Really?
Yeah. And you show up at the right time of year, and we have the right stuff that's more food than we can eat, and you may go home with vegetables.
So how are you growing new customers?
Same way we grow our vegetables.
Ah, water them.
Feed and water. You know, take care of them. Pay attention to them. As soon as you quit paying attention to your plants, just like your customers, they're going to quit taking care of you.
I love the analogy. That is just so good. You can't grow fruit if you don't have a healthy plant, right?
Right.
Or vegetables. And the referrals, is that what's driving most of your business?
Yes, that has always been what drives most of our business. Our advertising budget for new customers has been pretty much zero through the whole life of my business in 18 years.
And you're growing at an acceptable, happy rate?
Average about 10% a year.
Oh, who can argue with that?
No, I can't argue with that.
No kidding. Wow. Wow. Cool. Do you record telephone calls from the service advisors?
We do not.
Okay.
That is actually on my list of things to consider. I have considered it in the past. I feel like that may be becoming more important. I'd like to sit in my office and listen to phone calls.
Okay. And then obviously coach your people as to, you know, what they could have done better, and high five them for doing a really, really good job.
I should be better at that second part.
Yes, yes. And now, you say it's been on your list for some time. What has held you back?
My preconceived belief system.
Ah.
You know, part of it is, you know, you go back to old days when people had Yellow Pages advertisements, and you had this one phone number, and that's the one phone number that you had. And most of these phone calls... as far as when the recording of phone calls first came out, they required a separate phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you've got a customer that's getting a phone number that's not yours.
Right.
And I believe that that may have changed recently.
Yeah, I believe so.
And so now we're talking about my old belief system getting in the way of growth.
Got it. What else? What's on your 2018 to-do list?
2018 to-do list is to build a new building.
Uh-oh. Whoa. And did you outgrow this one?
Yes. Yeah, we're mostly okay with space inside the building. Our problem right now is parking. Most days we are short two or three parking spots and we have cars double parked, and we spend a lot of time and energy just moving cars around the parking lot so that customers can easily get in and out.
So building a new building.
Yes, sir.
Huge, huge project. Share with me your vision of what this new place is going to be like.
Well, we will add about 50% shop space to the shop.
Which will give you how much?
We'll go from 9 bays to 14.
Okay.
We would like to increase the space we have for our detail bay. Right now, it's a little tight. So we have a guy in the back washing cars all day. The technicians want to clean an engine. Car wash guy has to pull out so the technician can wash the engine. It's inefficient. So we'll go from one small detail bay to a big detail bay with a car wash, with an engine wash bay behind it or next to it. We want a better waiting room. Right now, our waiting room office is really tight. Mm-hmm. It's neat, it's pretty, but it's hard to have two conversations in one room.
Got it.
So we're going to give the customers a kind of a more of an away space if they're sitting and waiting on their car, so they're not sitting right underneath the service advisors.
Important today, really, really important today. How many service advisor bays do you have? Just one station?
We have one station that's just big enough for two people, and we're going to extend that and try to make room for a third if we grow into that, or when I have to step in, I've got some place to work and communicate with customers outside of my office.
So have you actually sat down and started to sketch your ideas or hired an architect, or you want to get the property purchased first?
We've been working with an architect for about 3 months now.
Ah, and so you're really buying a brownfield. It's a piece of dirt.
Yeah, buying a piece of dirt and building, you know, kind of my dream shop.
You've always counted on Moog to keep you ahead of the pack when it comes to chassis innovation. Well, they've done it again. Most recently launched is the Moog ball joint with a pre-installed integral dust boot. It's designed exclusively for compression-loaded suspension systems, providing superior strength and durability for these types of vehicle applications. The dust boot is made from higher strength materials and comes pre-installed, saving you time because it's easier to install. It also has a larger contact area against the stud, which makes a more effective seal. For your customers, the unit uses Moog's powdered metal gusher bearing that provides longer life and controlled radial and axial movement. You get the industry's leading coverage of 10,000 SKUs, including 4,600 for foreign applications. Hey, you've been installing Moog confidently for years, and now you know why. Brake jobs are a staple component of all successful shops, and getting the brake job right helps build a quality reputation for any shop. When the best is called for and stopping distance, rotor wear, and pad life are important to every shop and its customers, Wagner OEX brake pads are your only choice. Based on benchmark testing conducted by Link Engineering Company, Wagner OEX pads can stop a pickup, SUV, or CUV up to 50 feet sooner. Based on internal testing comparing new Wagner OEX to other Wagner offerings, the unique design of Wagner OEX increases pad life up to 2 times longer. The customized shape and slot design of each of the more than 114 SKUs creates a turbulent airflow that allows for cooler operation and improved stopping power for the vehicle on which it was designed. Wagner OEX cover 95% of the U.S. market of pickups, SUVs, and CUVs. Wagner has the science behind stopping perfected. They conduct 13,000 critical tests each year, and as of today, have 258 issued patents with 68 patents pending. Wagner has earned their stripes. Now they want to earn yours. Install Wagner OEX, the customized brake pad that can stop your customer's truck up to 50 feet sooner.
So how many years you been in business?
Let's see, 19.
19
in a couple of months.
And you went from being a tech at a dealership?
Never worked at a dealership. It's always been independence. But I was a technician, and I went to work at a shop that I knew was for sale, mm-hmm. and worked there while we worked this.
And you worked the deal out. So the day that you decided to go and work at this shop, knowing that you could buy it someday, take me to that day when you decided.
You know, that was a long time ago. And that kind of happened over time, because when I went to work at this place, I knew it was for sale, but I wasn't sure that I wanted to buy it.
Yeah.
And so that there wasn't really a day, I don't think, that kind of that it clicked and I decided that this is what was going to happen. It just kind of,
I guess, Matt,
it took shape over time.
Yeah, my point is those are gutsy moves too.
Oh yeah, I was young. I wasn't very smart yet. I didn't know what I didn't know.
There you go.
24 years old.
24 years old.
When I bought this business.
When you bought the business.
Yeah.
Gutsy, gutsy move. Any business coaching along the way?
Not for the first 12 years.
Would you have done it earlier?
Yes.
Had you known what you know
Absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely. I should have done it after 4 or 5.
Any other regrets if you could look back?
If I could look back and change things. No, I think it's really the coaching thing.
Yeah.
I was not prepared to be a leader. I was a very good technician. I don't think I did a bad job on the business end and the money side. But I was definitely not prepared to be a leader, and the coaching that I have gotten has definitely helped with that.
Describe your culture. If you're now a great leader, describe your culture in your business.
I am not now a great leader, but I'm better than I was 4 years ago. I'm not a real touchy-feely kind of guy. I'm a pretty stereotypical German. Give me the numbers. Okay. Let me, you know, and keep it accurate and keep it clean and neat.
Okay. Straight and narrow.
But it also... You know, along with that comes kind of an openness and honesty with my technicians and, you know, all my employees. And that's the plus that I have heard as feedback from them is that they can trust me to always be honest and fair with them.
That's pretty good coming from an employee about an employer.
Yeah. I don't get the feedback that, you know, he makes me feel good about the job that I do. And I'm working on that.
Okay.
I think it is important,
yeah.
And I'm not good at that.
Okay.
And that's what I work on. That's, you know, what I struggle with and work on, you know, every day. I try to make myself a little bit better at that.
And every once in a while when that clicks, do you say, aha moment?
Yeah. Yeah. At the end of the day, sometimes I'll feel like I've actually told somebody they've done a good job. And that's, you know, having remembered to do that and done it in the moment. That's the thing lately that makes me feel like I'm moving down the right path.
Wow. When somebody says, my God, thanks, boss, that must send, you know, a signal to you.
Yeah. Yeah. It means I'm doing something right.
So how did you manage that transformation from a technician to a businessman? You know, you say you hired the coach after 14 years of being in the business?
I think it was 12 years, yeah. Well, the first 12 years, I managed it through...
Sheer working 14 to 15-hour days.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, force of effort. And it was a little easier. We didn't have as many employees when we started. It was, you know, just three of us, and there's not so much to manage.
Love it. Financials. Where did you learn the P&L?
You know, I kind of grew up with that.
Oh, great.
My father owned his own business. And I worked for him in high school and college.
All right.
It was not in the automotive field. But there was always talk of profits and managing costs versus income at home. You know, I was doing my own taxes at the age of 15. And so that the business side of it was kind of always there. And in college, I did take a couple of business classes as part of the degree that I did not get because I left to pursue a career as a technician after 3 years in school.
You regret that at all?
Not for a second.
Good. Okay. All right. Good.
Not for a second.
That doesn't wear you down at all.
Yeah. Twice I actually went back to school and took a couple of business classes while I was working as a technician. I kind of knew that I wanted to own my own business.
Really smart.
But the business classes did not stick. I was bored out of my mind in these generic, you know, MBA classes. And the training that I've gotten since has been more specific to my field. And I've aged some and matured some and enjoy it much more than I did 20 years ago.
The training that you went to get, was it association, regional type training? Where did you get industry specific training?
Automotive Training Institute, ATI.
Okay.
I went to one of their one-day workshops, and quite frankly, I was not terribly impressed. I was very much ready at the end of that workshop to say I was not interested. I heard a lot of things about the way that they wanted people to run shops, which was not what I wanted. It was not the direction I wanted to go. And when I had a sit down a couple of days later with ATI's, I want to call him, he's kind of their salesman. And we could talk back and forth one-on-one on what they offered. I realized that they did have things that I could offer.
It clicked.
They did have things to offer to me that I needed. So you pick and choose what you take from your training. And I got the leadership training and some of the business training that I wanted and needed.
Did you hire them as your coach?
Yes. I've been with ATI now for about 5 years.
And you're still with them?
Yes.
Great. So we're here at the Digital Shop Conference from Auto Vinyls. And what was your takeaway from this morning?
I learned more this morning than I expected to. I was an early adopter. I've been with Auto Vinyls for about 2.5 years. So I felt like I knew a lot about, how to use this program and how to manipulate it. And I've actually learned a couple of things.
What were your big takeaways this morning? He's got his notepad here. I love it. I take a lot of notes too.
Yeah, there was the big takeaway. See if I can find it here. It was actually learning something about the inspection sheets that I didn't know. Something that I can add. You can add videos to the inspection sheets for the shop to watch to train your technicians on actually how to perform the inspections. And I had no idea that that was there.
So it seems to me that the digital vehicle inspection phenom, or these great new tools, these great new tools, and it's so young. And there's so much opportunity for shops to get on board with this stuff. You seem to be able to make it what works for your company. It's kind of like SMSs. You can turn on a lot of switches to have your software do special things. It seems to be no different with a digital vehicle inspection platform.
It is. And you can really customize your inspections. We're kind of a special case with the digital inspection platform is that we were digital. We had a digital inspection that we had built in-house that allowed us to report back and save and compile information before we went with Auto Vinyls. But the program that we used, it wasn't really designed for this. It was just designed to be a form to collect information. And the company that distributed it discontinued it. And we had to start over.
And you had to start over. What do you like the most about it?
I like the customization of the inspections. I like that I can make this inspection exactly what I need it to be for our shop and for what we expect out of our technicians and out of our inspections. It's not somebody else's inspection. It's not based on somebody else's vision of what this inspection should be. It's my vision.
It's yours.
It's the vision that we built as a shop.
So customers, you are a customer advocate. Customer service is written all over you. What do the customers say about the inspection reports?
They very much love the inspection reports. We constantly get remarks from customers about how great that is, that we're sharing all of this information and how easy it is to read. And I feel like we get compliments more from our older clientele than from the young ones. I think the young ones kind of expect it. This is the millennials and the people who, as some people say, the digital natives, they expect to get stuff like this. And so when you send, somebody who doesn't expect it, this inspection sheet that makes total sense, and they've been taking their cars to be worked on for 40 years, and nobody's ever done this for them. Those are the customers that are blown away by this.
I hear customers that get a text or a report or an app at work, and they go, can your shop do this?
Mm-hmm.
I hear that goes on a lot. And so the early adopters obviously have a competitive advantage. I mean, everybody someday, like 90%+ of the world has an SMS. SMSs today aren't necessarily competitive advantages, but it seems that the digital vehicle inspection software is.
Absolutely.
Have you gone as far as to be paperless?
We were paperless before we went with Auto Vinyls.
Ah.
We went paperless about 18 months before, but it was a difficult road. And things, we had problems with our paperless system that Auto Vinyls helped to solve.
So tell me about the struggles in implementing a piece of software like that. Since we're here, I don't mind digging into some details. I know it'll help everybody in the future. When you implemented your first, lose any of your people, disenchanted, saying you're crazy, Matt?
No, we didn't actually. Everybody was on board with the first version of our paperless system. The biggest problem we had was we've got a couple of technicians that are in their 50s that have not accepted touch interface. They were not fans of it, and they still complain about it, so they have keyboards.
All right, keyboards.
They have wireless keyboards attached to their tablets, and that solves the touch type
issue. So you figured it out. Communications between service advisor and tech, is it something you had to work on hard to make sure that the novel that's shared back and forth between the SA and the tech, you know, upstream and then downstream, was that an issue? Does it continue to be?
I think that continues to be an issue. When we went paperless, that was one of the things that we struggled with, was how to communicate, how to allow the technicians and service advisors to communicate and not have to wait for each other. I think we went through three different inter-office messaging systems before we switched to AutoVitals. We had one that we liked and it worked very well. But then we moved the technicians to tablets that didn't work with the system that we had. Fortunately, AutoVitals has their own internal communication system,
and got it.
That works great. So we were used to that already. So that wasn't too much of a growing.
Have you built any special inspection forms inside the system that help the communication process?
We have not done a whole lot of inspection forms yet. Part of the problem with my non-digital native older technicians is that they don't want to go to multiple tiles the way AutoVitals works. If you have multiple inspections, you have to have multiple tiles. And so we generally run just one inspection per vehicle. I am in the process of building many more. AutoVitals is supposed to be coming up with a change in that process, hopefully very soon. We'll see.
That'll allow you to put it all on one tile?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. Does every customer that come into your shop get a courtesy inspection?
Every car, every time.
Every car, every time. Back in the day, it took how long to do one?
Our first paper inspection probably took 15 minutes.
Today?
25. It's much more comprehensive than the paper inspection was, that we're getting 10 times as much information.
Who's following up on declined work?
I wish I could say somebody. We do not do a great job of that. We do a pretty good job of presenting everything that the customer needs and representing it at the next visit. We do not excel at follow-up.
And you're growing 10%.
Yeah. So we do not have a car count problem, other than that we're not managing it properly. I feel like we're bringing too many cars in, so we don't have time to do the follow-up.
And your service advisor doesn't lack for anything to do that they would, you know, do any follow-up.
No, my service advisors are
slammed.
Already overworked.
Knowing that you had some legacy system and then you switched to AutoVitals, what kind of advice would you give to a service professional who says, no way, I'm not ready, too complicated, my people are all going to leave me, and it's amazing I'm here with... You know, this incredible group that is so into it. I mean, you can't help but get a vibe here about, you know, people look at it as second nature. What do you mean? What do you mean it's going to be hard to do? Just do it.
I think that if you have a shop and employees in a shop that are thinking that it's not for them, ask them to visit a shop that's doing it. Ask them to go talk to the people in a shop that have implemented the system and see how much better life is for them.
The techs, as they write down what they see, does your service advisor look at the information that's coming back to them as a really vital piece in this whole customer trust link and you know, work that's necessary? I mean, another question that comes to mind is, are you trying to get that car back to OE type specs?
We always present that as an option.
And the more information from the tech, the better.
Absolutely. You know, we know our customers aren't trying to keep their cars. Most of our customers aren't trying to keep their cars in new condition all the time. Some customers do, and that's great, and we can accommodate that. Our job is to provide them with as much information about their car as we can, and to kind of guide them through the repair process and help them to make the decisions that work best for them and for their cars. It's ultimately the customer's decision on what gets done, and it's just our job to educate them on the conditions of their vehicle.
So does a customer have to be tech savvy to appreciate the information they get from you?
No. No, and that's, I think that's the great thing about being able to show customers pictures and video and provide them with all the information that these digital inspection systems allow, is that they don't have to be tech savvy. You know, if you can see that I can open and close a ball joint a quarter of an inch, you can see that that's not right.
So you're taking videos?
Yeah, occasionally. We don't use videos as much as we should, but it's definitely an option.
Do you reward anybody for the number of pictures or the number of videos that they take?
That would be smart. But again, we talked about my inability to reward properly earlier. That's, well, not my inability, the fact that I just don't do it. So yeah, that's one of the things it's a carrot that I have not.
You suffer from what many people suffer from. It's the knowing doing gap.
Absolutely.
There's a couple of books written on that too. Yeah, put up your own carrot. Yeah, it's great. I have so enjoyed this, Matt. Very, very interesting. A lot of great pointers that came out of this interview. Matt Purcell from Revolution Benz in Decatur, Georgia. Thanks for glad to meet you. Nice to meet you out here in Santa Barbara. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you, Matt Purcell, for your very transparent interview. I hope your story will help other service professionals make certain moves sooner rather than later. I also look forward to coming to your shop so I can get me some of the chocolates. And success to you as you embark on your new state-of-the-art facility. Did you know that in the last 300 episodes, there are 141 service professional interviews, 25 coaching advice episodes, 50 training/technician episodes, and 90 industry thought leader interviews. The audio library has wisdom brewing from every waveform. Hey, please use this as intended. Be a lifelong learner. Podcast is like Netflix for radio, always on demand for you and easily available. Need any help? Just email me, carm@remarkableresults.biz. Hey, until next time, share this with a friend.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.